Chayla Robles.
And you're listening to
the AMCR Show.
Welcome, everybody. It is Thursday, December 2nd, 2010. You are listening to Episode 8 of the AMCR Show. With me today on Skype, I have your one and only beloved host from Concord, California,
Chayla Robles.
Welcome.
Hey.
It's been a long time since we've done one of these.
Yeah, wow, it's been quite a while.
It's been about a week and a half or two, right?
Yeah, it has.
I guess our main focus today is talking about a new client that's been coming out via email. There's been talk about it on the blind Facebook users list. This new client is called Instant Bird, developed by the makers of both Firefox and Thunderbird. What Instant Bird is basically it's an all-in-one client that allows you to chat with more than one instant messaging services such as Yahoo, AIM, ICQ, IRC, I think is what it's called, Google Talk.
MSN Messenger, AIM, Facebook Chat, Google Talk, Jabber, Gadu. It's a multi-client program. All in one.
Yes.
There you go.
That's about what? About 10 of them at least? We will find out when we do that, but I basically want to walk you guys through a demo of how you download it, how you install it, how you configure it, and also, if you are a Windows 7 user, I do not know about the XP side, so that's why I'm glad I have, as I said, a host on board with me. On the Windows 7 side, unless you don't install a specific add-on, your Instant Bird client will not minimize to the tray, and as a result, you think it's open, and if you don't receive messages, that means you closed it without having to install that specific add-on.
You could get it from instantbird.com. That is instantbird.com.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to open up my browser of choice, which is Internet Explorer. And the word of warning is, in case my JAWS is too fast, not to worry. We will always repeat what JAWS says anyway. So I'm going to open my address bar, and I'm going to type in the web address that your host, Shayla, gave out, which is www.instantbird.com. And I'm going to press Enter. Instant Bird, as you just heard, it has 26 links. So now I'm going to find a thing that says... Okay, so the link you want is the Get Instant Bird, and it's going to ask you, of course, your dialog box, whether or not you want to open or you want to run or save this file. I'm going to press Alt-R for run.
And I just installed JAWS 11 because... JAWS 10 doesn't work very well with Instant Bird. Lovely. It will work with JAWS 11 and JAWS 12. That's good to know. And apparently a lot of people are having problems signing into it, which is weird. Linking their Facebook account to Instant Bird.
Now it asks me if I want to run or cancel the installation of Instant Bird, which, of course, you're going to press Alt-R for run. So, of course, we get your favorite next button or your cancel button.
Next button.
We're going to press next.
Standard radio button check.
Now, you have two options here. You have your standard or your custom. From what I found out after installing Mozilla Firefox on my computer, the standard basically installs everything as is. Like, you don't get to customize it. In other words, you're going to have Instant Bird on your quick launch bar and your desktop all over the computer. For the sake of this demonstration, we're going to go to custom.
Custom radio button check.
And you'll find out why momentarily.
Next button. Destination folder edit C program file Instant Bird.
It's going to ask where you want to install the program, so of course we're going to leave it as default, C program files Instant Bird.
Destination folder browse button. Back button.
Or you could always change it.
Cancel button.
But we're not going to do it for the sake of this purpose.
Next button.
Okay, next.
On my desktop checkbox check.
Okay, so it's going to ask you, where do you want the icons located? You could have them on your desktop.
And my start menu program folder checkbox check.
And your start menu.
And my quick launch bar checkbox check.
And your quick launch bar, which I'm going to check that, because I don't like having anything on my quick launch bar, even though I disable it. And I'm going
to
hit my
next button. Select the start menu folder which you would like to create a program shortcut. You can also enter the name of the new folder, Instant Bird.
It's going
to
ask us to select the start menu folder shortcut, which we're going to leave that by default as Instant Bird.
List on next button. Install button.
Hit the install button.
0%. Install Instant Bird. 100%. Launch Instant Bird now. Checkbox check.
Launch Instant Bird now. Checkbox by default is checked. Now, for the sake of this demonstration, we're going to go ahead and launch it.
Finish button. Account manager, Instant Bird, account wizard, next button.
Okay, the first thing that's going to happen when you first install Instant Bird and you click the finish button, it's going to bring you to the account wizard. What this means is you get to basically set up your accounts, such as your AIM, your Facebook, your MSN, your Yahoo, Japan, Yahoo Messenger, any of the clients you use. I'm going to set up the Facebook chat.
Next button, cancel button, next button. Protocol, list name.
Protocol. It's going to give you a protocol list of 15 different IM messenger services you could sign up. You could set up, rather. So we have AIM.
Facebook chat.
Facebook chat.
Gadu
Gadu.
Google Talk.
Google Talk.
Group Wise. ICQ.
ICQ.
IRQ.
IRQ or IRC, however it's spelled.
MSN.
MSN.
MySpace IM.
MySpace Instant Messaging or IM.
Netzel.
Netzel.
Or Netzel, yeah, sorry.
QQ.
QQ, whatever that is.
Simple.
Simple.
XMDB.
XMDB.
Yahoo.
Yahoo
Japan.
Or Yahoo Japan. I want to see if I could hit my F to bring me to the Facebook.
Facebook chat.
I can't navigate by letter navigation to wherever I need to go.
Get more,
and here I guess you'd get more IM clients, but I think 15 is suffice.
Back button.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm going to hit my next button.
Username.
Username. One thing to really, really, really pay attention to is your username is what Facebook assigned you, not your email address, not like john.smith21@gmail.com. You don't type that there. As a matter of fact, you only type in, for example, john.smith1 or whatever your username is. So in my case, I'm going to type in armando.maldonado1. Just enter that.
Domain is chat.facebook.com.
Domain is your chat.facebook.com, which we do not mess with. We leave that alone.
Resource edit Instant Bird.
And the resource, we leave that alone as well, because that's basically who's trying to connect to the Facebook chat, which is your Instant Bird.
Next button.
And then we click our next button.
Password edit.
Here we enter our Facebook password, which is what you use to log on to the m.facebook.com or your regular Facebook site. In this case, my password is my favorite, ***.
Next button.
So we're going to hit our next after we type in our password.
Local alias.
Local alias. Here that means you get to basically identify yourself. So in my case, I'm going to type in Armando, which is my name, as an alias. But you could pretty much type in like Smith Wise or whatever you want to call it, or Jayla Girl or whatever the case. Basically, you could type in whatever you want, however you want to identify yourself with.
Facebook chat options.
And then you have your Facebook chat options, which
proxy settings.
Of course, you don't mess with those unless you absolutely have to. You just leave everything by default. You have your proxy settings, your Facebook chat options, and of course, you have your next button.
Next button. Connect this account now. Checkbox check.
Now here it's going to come up and say connect to this account. Checkbox is check, which is what you want.
Finish button.
And we're going to hit our finish button.
Armando, Maldonado 1 chat, Facebook, comments, Instant Bird, connect button.
And then here, if you want to set up another account, you could tab till you get to the new account, as you heard Jaws, and you could set up your other account, such as your AIM, your Yahoo, your Windows Live, or MSN Messenger. So here, I'm going to click the close button.
Close button. Button with Instant Bird, available link.
So here, you can tab around, it's going to say whether you're available.
List view, selected buddies.
And this is the list view of your buddies. So let's see who's online.
Sean Denver, okay. Bill Lucero, Samuel David Brignoni, Justin Alexander, Tamara Van Storten, Raleigh Iglesias, Angela Canny.
That's all we have online. It's a simple process. Just gotta know what you're doing as far as how to set it up and how to input the correct fields. The only way you're gonna find out that you did this right is when you hear those logon sounds, which, by the way, they're cool.
Yeah, they are.
We like those logon sounds. I'm gonna go ahead and walk you guys through the settings under Tools and Options. So we go to Alt-T.
Menu accounts, options. Menu options, list view, general.
So we're gonna go to General.
Startup with Instant Bird starts, combo box, connect my accounts automatically.
So the first option you're gonna tab to is Startup Instant Bird When. How do you want Instant Bird to start up? You want it to connect all your accounts automatically, or
open the account manager, list box, open the account manager.
Or open the account manager. By default, it is set to
connect my accounts automatically, list box, connect my accounts automatically.
Connect my accounts automatically. So we're gonna hit the next tab.
Accounts manage accounts button.
Here you have manage accounts.
When receiving a new message, flash the taskbar, item check, box checked.
When receiving a new message, flash the taskbar. I'm gonna leave that checked, even though I don't know what exactly that means. I'm thinking it's more like for the sighted folks.
When receiving a new message, notify a message received in the active window, checkbox not checked.
When you receive a message, basically it's saying notify me in the active window. By default, that's unchecked. I think I'm gonna go ahead and check that for now.
Check. Sounds play, sounds, message, buddy, message, checkbox checked.
Then here you have your sounds. You want sounds to play when you receive a message.
Add-ons, manage add-ons,
and then here we have manage add-ons, which I will get to momentarily.
Okay button.
Then you have your okay.
Cancel button.
You have your cancel.
List view general.
And you're back on to your general. We down arrow once.
Tabs.
You get to your tabs.
Open new conversation and tabs instead of Windows. Check.
Open new conversation and tabs instead of Windows. That means if you're chatting with more than one person, you could have it display on the same window, but on different tabs. Kind of like your Internet Explorer, how they have tab browsing.
Uh-huh.
Kind of the same concept, I'm assuming. Don't get me wrong. That is a feature you guys can explore, but personally, I'm going to leave that checked.
Use separate windows for multi-user chat. Check, not checked.
Use separate windows for multi-user chat. That, by default, isn't checked, and I'm assuming it means the same thing as with the tab browsing.
Always show the tab bar. Check, not checked.
Always show the tab bar. By default, that is checked, but like I said, it's probably for sighted folks, but regardless, I'm going to leave that checked. I'm not going to mess with its default settings.
Warning, closing multiple tabs if there are red messages. Check, not checked.
Now, let's say if you were chatting with more than one person, if you have to leave, it's going to warn you to say, are you sure you want to close all your messages? By default, that's checked, but let's say if I really have to leave and I really, really don't have time to mess with anything of that sort, it's going to hold me down another 2 seconds if those 2 seconds mean more than whatever the case may be. So I'm going to uncheck that box.
Not checked. Okay button.
Then, of course, you have your okay,
cancel
your
button.
Cancel.
List new tabs. 207.
Tabs. We're going to down arrow once.
Content. Font default. Zero, button. 000.
You're going to go to content.
Format. Display format. Incoming messages. Combo box. All font colors.
Basically, this has to do with your formatting and font. Which,
list new content.
We're not going to go into that. I'll let you guys explore that at your own leisure.
Applications.
Applications. That means basically like a bunch of other add-ons you could put on other applications that work well with Instabird, which I'm not going to even mess with that, and I don't think Shayla messed with hers when it came to that either.
No, I didn't.
Privacy.
Your privacy means...
Satisfy my contacts. Notify my contacts. Check.
Basically, this right here is like, notify my contacts when I'm idle after. That is checked. I'm going to uncheck that.
Not checked. Status, send typing notifications and conversations. Check, check.
Now, here's send typing notifications. I'm going to leave that checked.
Records, keep records of my conversations. Check, check.
Keep records of my conversation. Do I really want to cog up my computer that way? I want to uncheck that.
Not checked. Record connections, disconnections, and status changes. Check, check.
Do I want to keep records of my connections or status changes? I don't think so. I'm going to uncheck that, but this is a per-user preference.
Not checked. Record show log folder button.
And then here you could tab to show log folder.
Okay button.
Then you have your okay, your cancel.
List new privacy.
507.
Privacy.
Themes.
Your themes are basically like your emoticons and all the nice backgrounds and whatever the case may be, but let's tab around and see what we have.
Message styles tab.
You have your message styles, and it's in the subcategory of the tabs.
Emoticons tab.
You have message styles, emoticons, and that's it.
Message styles tab. Theme, combo box, bubbles.
And then here you could choose a theme like bubbles, and this, like I said, all for sighted people.
And what is the style? Link. Chrome instance for content con, HTML. Chrome instance for content con, HTML.
And then, of course, you have your Chrome, whatever, .html.
Variant, combo box, blue, red, alternating.
Then you have your variant. You have blue, red. That's basically for sighted people.
Okay button. Cancel. List new themes.
607.
And then your emoticons is probably going to be the same thing.
Message style tab.
But we're going to explore it as well.
Emoticon tab. Emoticon theme, combo box, default.
Emoticon theme. You're going to have a list of themes for your emoticons. Then again, this is all for sighted people as well.
Get more emoticons. Link.
Get more emoticons.
List new not selected.
121.
And then you have not selected.
DD. DD.
And of course, Jaws won't read it.
Okay button. Cancel. List new themes.
607.
And we're going to down arrow to the advanced, which I tabbed a couple times to get back to where I was.
Advanced. General tab.
General. We land on the subcategory of the advanced. And we're on the general tab.
Accessibility, always use the cursor keys to navigate with the content of conversations. Check, not checked.
Now, the accessibility keys, if you're using JAWS, I guess these keys work well so you can navigate within the message itself. So I'm going to check that because I like using my cursor keys.
Check. Accessibility, search for text when I start typing. Check, not checked.
Search for text when I start typing. Check boxes unchecked, which I like to leave that unchecked.
Conversations, use auto-scrolling. Check, not checked.
Use auto-scrolling. I'm assuming that's for your mouse, which I'm going to uncheck that since I currently do not have a mouse on my computer. Use smooth scrolling is basically for the sighted folks who use a mouse, which I don't use a mouse.
Check
my spelling as I type. I guess if you're a horrible speller, I guess this would work well, not to pick on anybody, but this would work well. Since I really don't care about my spelling, especially when it's just a message that I'm typing, a quick message, I'm just going to uncheck that.
Search engine, search engine button.
Then you have your search engines button. Which means I guess you could assign like Google or whatever if you're going to do that search feature.
Advanced configuration, comp together, button.
Advanced configuration. Don't know what exactly that means, but we're not going to mess with that.
Okay button. Cancel. Let's do that.
707.
Then we tab a couple times when we get back to the tab.
General tab.
And I'm going to right arrow on the subcategory.
Network tab.
To network, which I'm not going to mess with that.
Update tab.
Right arrowed again until I got to updates.
Automatically check updates to Instant Bird. Check, check.
Automatically check updates to Instant Bird. I don't like it to interrupt when I'm doing something and all of a sudden it's downloading updates. So I'm going to uncheck that.
Not checked. Automatically check updates to install add-ons. Check, check.
And then the same thing if you have that add-on that I'm going to discuss with you guys about momentarily. It's going to check for updates for that specific add-ons as well. So I'm going to uncheck that because that's just Armando. He does not like being interrupted.
Automatically automatically check for updates. New search engines, checkbox checked.
The same thing with search engines. Well, we have no search engines installed, so
not checked.
Uncheck that.
Show update history button.
Show update history button. That basically gives you a log of all the updates you've downloaded.
Okay button.
Okay, cancel.
List new advanced.
707. Advanced.
Update tab. Encryption tab.
Encryption, that's all your network security. We really don't need to mess with that, so I'm gonna shift tab to
cancel button. Okay button.
Okay button.
Buddy list instance, list new on Chavez.
And we are back on the list of available buddies. To summarize, we installed Instant Bird. We walked you through the configuration process. And as Shayla is struggling, if you do not enter information properly or whatever the case happened, then you're not gonna be able to.
No, I did. I entered everything correctly. It's just being a butt.
Sometimes it can happen, just like with anything else. Sometimes, like I said, technology, we tend to have those flukes. I wanted to talk to you guys about an add-on. So now, if you're a Windows 7 user, you're going to discover that as soon as you press Alt-F4 on Instant Bird, it's going to close you out of there, and you're going to think you're still logged on, but in reality, you're not.
It doesn't close Windows on Win XP, though, so just so you know.
See, you have that confirmed. So to fix this issue, we're going to have to install an add-on called System Tray Minimizer, which I already have it downloaded, but you could also download that from InstantBird.com and jaws around until you find a thing called add-ons, and then from there find another link that's called System Tray Minimizer. To save time and energy and space, I have downloaded this add-on onto my computer already, so I'm going to show you guys how to install this add-on. So we're going to go to Tools by pressing Alt-T.
Menu accounts, control, shift, add-ons.
We're going to down arrow once until we get to add-ons.
Leave menu, list new buddies, 107, add-ons, list box.
It's going to say add-ons, list box. It has zero items, so we're going to
install button.
Install. Tab till you get to the install button.
Select an extension to install dialog. File name, embedded combo.
Zero items. Okay, select the extension to install. It's going to give you a file name.
Files of five, combo box, extensions, five. 102.
Open button. So I'm going to go to my downloads folder, which is where I have it.
Downloads closed.
Downloads.
Minimize every minimize 0.5.4.
Okay, minimize system tray is the one I wanted. It's got a weird name to it. So I'm going to enter.
Read only edit. Files users are mantle downloads. Minimize every minimize 0.5.4. Install now button.
So it's going to bring you where you're getting this file from, and I'm going to hit the install button, or tab to hit the install.
Alert, restart Instant Bird to complete your changes. Restart Instant Bird. Alt-R, close this message.
So Alt-R to restart Instant Bird, which it's going to accept the changes. And what do you know? We just installed the add-on. How do we know that's the case? Simple. We're going to close Instant Bird. I need to assign it. I need to allow it. So I got to go to Alt-T.
Menu accounts, control, options.
Options. And I got to go to General.
General. Add-ons, manage add-ons. Button.
Manage add-ons.
Add-ons. List new minimize the tray, revive min-tray, 0.5.4.1 minimizes windows into the system tray. 101.
So minimize the tray is called.
Minimize the tray, revive min-tray, 0.5.4.1 minimizes windows into the system tray options button.
I'm going to go to my options on this specific add-on.
Min-tray arc references, list new main. 102. Minimizing radio button check.
204. And then you have.
Instead of closing radio button check.
Instead of closing, you could have it minimized, or when minimized, you could have it minimized. The option I want to check in this case is the minimize when closing Instant Bird.
Okay button.
And click OK.
Minimize the tray, revive min-tray, 0.5.4.1 minimizes windows into the system tray options button. Minimize the tray, revive min-tray, 0.5.4.1 minimizes windows into the system tray disable button.
And I don't want to disable that, because if you disable it, then of course it's going to happen just like you witnessed earlier.
Minimize the tray, revive min-tray, 0.5.4.1 minimizes windows into the system tray uninstall button.
And then you can of course uninstall it, which why do I want to do that again? I'm going to Alt F4 out of this.
Options, add-ons, manage add-ons, button, OK button.
And I'm going to hit my OK button.
Buddy list Instant Bird, buddy list Instant Bird.
And if we do this right, we should see the Instant Bird minimized to your system tray. So we're going to try that.
Buddy list Instant Bird button.
And
yeah,
what do you know?
It's there.
It's there. That, my friends, is how you install and configure Instant Bird.
Yeah, even though mine's being a butt, and I just deleted it and then confirmed that I did it correctly, and it still won't let me connect to Facebook. I think it might be a Facebook chat issue on my end.
Oh, and to close Instant Bird, if you're a Windows 7 user in JAWS 11, it's not going to read you your buttons. So you're going to do your insert F11, get to Instant Bird. It's going to say Context Menu. It's not going to read to you, so you're going to do your root JAWS to PC cursor feature.
Root JAWS to PC. Add buddy. Restore buddy list Instant Bird.
So you're going to have Add buddy. Restore buddy list Instant Bird.
Restore all buddy list Instant Bird.
Restore all.
Close menu buddy list Instant Bird.
Close menu.
Exit buddy list Instant Bird.
Or exit, which you're going to get to the exit, and you're going to use your numpad keyboard and use the second key to the right of the numlock. It's the numlock and then the second key past the numlock.
Left mouse button,
and you'll hear the left mouse button. So how do we confirm that we actually closed it? Bring up the insert F11.
Select the system available. I'm online.
And I'm offline. I hope this demonstration of the Instant Bird client has helped you all and answered some questions. If you have any other questions, you can always subscribe to the Blind Facebook Chat users list, and that is B as in boy dash F as in Frank dash B as in boy dash subscribe SUBSCRIBE at yahoogroups yahoogroups.com. Both of your hosts are on that list.
Yep.
So we look forward to seeing you all there.
It's a cool application, I have to say that much, sure. I mean, for something that Mozilla created, that's amazing.
It is.
I mean, you see many clients out there, like a trillion and trillions, not as screen reader friendly, in my opinion.
I agree with you. My impression of this client is very easy to set up. It's very user friendly. It's easy to use. Too bad we couldn't demonstrate the chatting feature, but it's just like anything else. You just select the buddy and you enter and you start typing. The sounds are cool. The user interface is cool. You only have basically two edit fields in your message window. One is your history of all the messages that are being typed, and then plus your edit box where you can type in your messages. I mean, how simple can it be? Mozilla has done a great job in developing a client, and I have to give credit to them. They're very thoughtful of people who are blind or visually impaired. For the most part, Mozilla has done a great job in providing methods for people with various forms of disabilities to use their products, and InstantBird is just what we needed. Yeah, there's probably some bugs that need to be worked on, but you can't expect perfect from software. And all we can do is write to Mozilla and praise them for their efforts and also give them suggestions. And I'm sure that Mozilla in turn will either A, work on the feedbacks, or B, they'll just somehow work on it but not absolutely throw out your suggestion. It's easy to use, very easy, very straightforward. I mean, I was just very impressed with it.
I wouldn't be surprised if I started connecting in a little bit, like after the show, maybe even tomorrow or the next day, who knows?
And on this laughing note of hers, we will conclude our demo podcast. We always look forward to talking to you and giving you all our excitement and our everyday findings we find. If you have any questions for either of your hosts, my email address is armaldo.maldonado0767@gmail.com.
And mine is cdrobles693@gmail.com.
We thank you for listening to our podcast. We hope that you find this demonstration informative. And as you witnessed, there will always be pitfalls. But we have to learn to work over those pitfalls, right?
Especially when it's new software. Mm-hmm. You know.
It was just basically released as of a couple days ago, so there's going to be, like I said, bugs, as we pointed out earlier.
But once they release a new version, I'm sure it will be more stable. At least you would think it would be, but,
right.
You know.
Right.
It's always good to check the spreadsheet, you know, the data sheet.
That's a word of advice you heard from your host. Check the data sheet before you decide to download this program. We are not held responsible for anything that happens in your end.
Exactly. So if your computer blows up, don't blame me.
Or don't blame me either. So, from Northern California, Armando Maldonado and Taylor Robles say, so long.